like biting into the garbage. Vehizik, and it did damage. Meshalim nezik sholem. So the Gemara asks, Pshita, all these cases are plain mazikim. El Eimer say the last case is not namazik. It means the case of Sumchas is hitis vehizik meshalim nezik sholem. It means not that the behemoth did direct the damage with something which is attached to it, but it means it made something fly and then it did damage, which is a case of tzchoyros. So the Gemara asks, tzchoyros man de karshimei, where does tzchoyros come into this price? After all, we are talking here about regular mazikim. So the Gemara says, chesure mechzere, you're right, there's something missing, v'hochikton, tzchoyros ki uchayu, chatsi nezek. If you do a plain case of tzchoyros, where the behemoth steps on pebbles and the pebbles fly and do damage, then you pay chatsi nezek. The chazir, the Gemara says that's missing in the braise. That's what it should have said. And then it says the chazir shohi noyder be'ashbo v'hitis v'hizik v'shem chatsi nezek. And on this, Sumcha says tzchoyros v'chazir shohi noyder be'ashbo v'hitis v'hizik v'shalom nezek shalom. In other words, at the end, the Gemara quotes a machloike Sumchas and the Chacham bat tzchoyros. The Chachamim say tzchoyros pays chatsi nezek, and Sumchas says you pay nezek sholem. That's what comes out from the Gemara. Just a second. Where's the Rashi? Look in the Rashi. Tzchoyros ki uchayu. Kloima achal gav di uchayu lahatis tzchoyros. Even though it's usual for a behemoth to make tzchoyros fly, you pay a nezek sholem according to Sumchas. Kino parish lekamei dehilchas legemirelei. It's halacha l'moshe Masinai, v'chein chazir anev v'matas tzchoyros. The chazir, while it's picking at the garbage, and it makes it fly, also Rashi says, what's the chiddush of chazir? The chiddush is, tzchoyros b'chot moy havinam ike tzchoyros, the regel. The chiddush is, Rashi actually tells you, what's the big deal about the chazir picking in the garbage? The chiddush is, that we consider this to be tzchoyros. Even though he doesn't do it with his foot, he does it with his nose. Havinami ketzchoyros deregel. The chol mashu koychoy v'loy gufoy kor yitzchoyros. Rashi uses the definition. Whatever comes from the koyach of the behemoth is called tzchoyros. Whatever comes from direct physical contact of the behemoth, that's called a mazik. But if it's through the koyach of the behemoth, then it's called tzchoyros. Right. So we have machlekes Sumchas and the Rabbanan. So I want to finish this whole before I discuss today the Maritz Chayis on this. I need the plain shot of the Gemara. Let me finish the plain tachshuvah of this Gemara. Tan the Rabbanan, the Gemara here repeats itself. Tan the Goyim shoyim africhin mimokam lemokam. They're flying from place to place. The shibru kelim bechanfeim. With their wings, they did damage. It's mashal nezek sholem. That's the same chiddush as before. Even though the wings, the wings are the goof of the that there's no that itself is not a chiddush. But you pay and it's a regular case of regel. Beruach shebechanfeim. However, if they did not do the damage with the wings, but they caused the wind to come and the wind does damage. Is meshalim because that's considered tzchoyros, you pay chatzin nezek. Sumchas oimer, sumchas again argues nezek sholem. Because it's a case of tzchoyros, tan yidach, the Gemara again repeats, tan different cases, tan agoidim shoyim hatzin al gabi iso. Right, the Gemara speaks about chickens that are dancing on top of a dough. The al gabi peyros, or they are, it means that they are walking on the peyros, betinfu, and they make it dirty, oinikru, they make holes in it, meshalim, these are plain cases. Hello, offer or tzchoyros. However, if the tanegoilim bring up dirt or pebbles to fly, meshalim chatzin, and they do damages, then the sumchas lemen is a sholim. It's the same machlokes in different prices. Hello, offer or tzchoyros, meshalim chatzin. Sumchas, again, nezek sholim. Tan yidach, tanegol, shem apriach, mimokam, mimokam, yotze ruach, mitachas knopov. As while, like before, they were flying and it caused the wind to break something. and they caused it, is Mishalim Chatzinezek, Mishalim Chatzinezek. Stamuk Rabbanon. So this price is a stam, it goes like the Rabbanon, not like Sumchus. So the Gemara, now the Gemara explains. So again, all this is repetitious. The Gemara gives you a bunch of cases where you see there's a machlekes Sumchus and the Rabbanon. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Bishleim is Sumchus, Kesora, Koyva, Gegufa, Dami. The Gemara now says, what's the machlekes Sumchus and the Rabbanon? Bishleim is Sumchus, Koyva, Gegufa, Dami. That even if the Bishleim is Sumchus, Koyva, Gegufa, Dami, and therefore what? If the behemoth causes the pebbles to fly and do damage, so that's the koyach of the. But he holds koyches kegufoy, and therefore you pay the zek sholem. El rabbanon mimonoshech I kegufoy dami. We'll soon discuss koyches kegufoy, but let me just go over the plain teichvot of the gemara. But if I kegufoy dami, so let's pay the zek sholem. If the Rabbanon hold the Toicho is Lavke Gufaydami, so the Gemara says, so Chachin Nezek Nami Loi L'Shalim, because he didn't do anything. So the Gemara says, logically, the Rabbanon are very difficult to understand. Bishleim, according to Sumchus, Sumchus holds Toichos Kegufay. So even though the pebbles were flying because the behemoth kicked it, so it comes from the koich of the behemoth, what koich of the gufay, he pay nezek sholem. But the rabban and monoshech, if they hold koich of the gufay, you should pay nezek sholem. And if koich is lav ke gufay, you should be potter completely. So in monoshech it doesn't make sense. Hoda amarav loylam ke gufay dami. Really, everyone holds koich is ke gufay dami. V'chatsi nezek tzoyva silchas gemir lo. But the din that you pay chatsi, it's a halacha l'moishem Sinai. So, wait, let me see what does Rashi say. This I read, just a second. I want to show you one Rashi. Chatsi nezek nami loy. So first look in the Rashi. Chatsi nezek nami loy. And the last Gemara. If koicho is lavke gufa, you shouldn't even pay chatsi nezek. So look what Rashi says. The loy ashkechon chatsi nezek ele b'mshune. Chatsi nezek, you only find that you pay if the behemoth does something unusual, like by Karen. Aval b'midi de'uchei loy, but something which is usual, you don't pay chatsi nezek. So this Rashi is difficult. Why does Rashi bring in this meshune, not meshune? We are talking here whether koicho is kegufoy dami or koicho lav kegufoy dami. So Rashi should have said, why is it chatsi nezek? Because koicho is lav kegufoy dami. Why does Rashi have to bring in this business of it's only by Meshuneh, which is Keren, because it's a Tam. We had before other cases where you pay Chatzinah. So I have no Teretz. I don't know why. I didn't see anyone in the Shoinim, anyone specifically stopping at this Rashi. But L'Choyre, it's a difficult Rashi. I won't start. I have no Teretz, but you should know that it's a difficult Rashi. Also, from this Rashi is also Mashma, like we have on the Mishnah. Already, what's the most important part? The kavanos or lahazik, or is it meshune? Here Rashi says often only meshune. So we had to say that so Rashi is good lashitosoi. Except we had a Rashi and Bayasi on top, which was a little bit difficult. But it seems Rashi goes with meshune. Okay, now tzchoyruk. Just a second. So let me right away discuss with you the kashya of the Maritz Chayis. Anyway, we have Machlekes Sumchus and the Rabbanon, where the Tzchoyros pays Chatzi Nezek and Nezek Sholem. So let's go to the Maritz Chayis right away. I just want to discuss the kashya that the Maritz Chayis has from this Gemara against the Rambam. So let me find it. The Gemara is extremely easy. Just the different cases of tzchoyros, and in each case there's a machlokes the rabbanon and sumchus. Oh, just a second. Oh, where is this? Yud ches. Yud zayin amid beis. Okay, I have it. You have the Maritz Chayis in the back. Sumchas oime as choyres mashalim nezek shomim. You have afal gaf the tana kama svirle the chatsi nezek choyres simchas gemira. Even though the rabbanon hold that choyres is halacha l'moshe m'sinai, behind the halacha m'sinai, k'moshe pirish rashi b'kama duchtei, v'im ken shuv behalacha m'sinai l'shayach tukta, u'machlokes l'choyrem. By halachah Moshe Sina, it's not shared to the machlokes, as the Rambam says, b'hakdamos el pirush hamishnayis, and also in Perek Aleph Hilchos Mamrim. The Rambam repeats it in Hilchos Mamrim that wherever we learn out something from halachah Moshe Sina, there cannot be a machlokes, because by definition, that's what does halachah Moshe Sina mean? It means this halacha came down straight from Sinai; it was told to Moshe Rabbeinu without a machlokes, so no one can argue. And also in Shoyra Sheni in Sefer HaMitzvos, now he gives you three references where the Rambam says that by a halacha l'moshe m'sinai there's no machloikas. The ayin gam ken feisvus yibamis haklal the imkem lehavi haklal the ayin chavas yo, you're looking at the chavas yo was an earlier achon, but your voice of Simon Kuf Sadek Beis, he already asked this kasha. So the kasha is, how can there be a machlokes by tzchoyres if the Gemara says tzchoyres is halacha l'moshe m'sinai? According to the Rambam, we have a cloud that by halacha l'moshe m'sinai, the Rambam says you don't find in the Gemara any machlokes by halacha l'moshe. So this is a perfect example where there is a machlokes, even though the Gemara calls it that's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So you see, even by halacha l'moshe m'sinai, there could be a machlokes. It's a very straightforward kasha. So he tells you the kasha already is discussed at length in the Chavas Yoyer. So he says that the Maritz Chayis does give you a teretz. V'ani b'chiburi kosav the yishuk l'zeh, p'idivri ha-Rambam perek ha-Mishnah, soiv eidiyos. That what? The halacha, he says, I have a teretz on this kashi based on the Rambam, on the Mishnayis of eidiyos. The halacha m'sinai bor b'chlal, sheloyo yarbe lehetef b'yishkol b'yachas ha-yomim, ulam b'eichos b'olam. Be'echus ha'tavosoi naflo machloikas ben ha'chachamim. The Gamon Noyma, this line is most important. For this in-between line doesn't matter. The Gamon will say, halacha m'sinai hoysa shegam tzchoyros m'chlal ha'mizokin. The halacha m'sinai was only that what? That the tzchoyros is part of Nezikin, that it's chayiv. Ulam ime shalem b'tzchoyros nezek sholem oi chasi nezek. I'll tell you what he answers. Never mind his tushtel to the Mishnah and Adios. But the Maritz Chayis gives L'chore a simple teretz. He says, when the Rambam says there's no machlokes on Halacha L'moshe Sinai, that means on the basic din. So the basic din, the Halacha L'moshe, but on the details, there could be a machlokes. Like over here. What the Rambam learned like this. What was the halacha l'moshe m'sinai? The halacha l'moshe m'sinai was only that tzchoyres is yuchayiv. Without the halacha l'moshe m'sinai, we would not even know that tzchoyres is chayiv, because koychulach kegufay, whatever story you want to say. So if the behemoth it kicks a pebble and the pebble does damage, we would not even know that that's called a mazik. So the halacha l'moshe was that no, it is a mazik. But how much you pay chatzi nezek or nezek sholem, that's a prat, and that there was no halacha l'moshe m'sinai, and that you can argue. So it means like this. According to Maritz Chayis, the machlokes sumchas and the Rabban goes like this. They both admit that tzchoyres is chayiv because it's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai. That's what he says. But where they arguing, they're not arguing about the chiyuv. You are chayiv. But they're arguing with how much are you chayiv? That the halacha l'moshe m'sinai did not say. So Sumcha said, you pay nezek sholem. And the Rabbanon said, no, that the halacha l'moshe m'sinai was also that you pay a chatzin nezek. So anyway, he makes a chilik between the basic din and the prat that you learn out. So the often it makes good sense. The only thing is, what? No, it fits. It fits into the Gemara. That's okay. No, but I'll tell you what is difficult on the Maritz Chayis. Because according to the Maritz Chayis, if the if the if, then you don't need the halacha l'moshe m'sinai altogether, because it's a plain case of shoyer hamazik. Do you need the halacha l'moshe to tell you that what you pay nezek shalem? You don't need it. Once I know that tzchoyros is a mazik, so I'll be pashtus. If you did not know anything about halacha l'moshe m'sinai, what would you say? You pay a nezek sholem or chasra? Of course you would pay a nezek sholem. It's a plain mazik. For that you don't need halacha l'moshe m'sinai. What's the svar of the Rabbanon? It's a plain mazik. Once we know that so l'choyret, the chilek that he makes between the basic chiyuv and the details of it is not so simple. But anyway, that's what the Maritz Chai, at least we have some sort of teretz. As a matter of fact, there's a Rashi, just a second, where's the Rashi over here that I did, maybe I didn't, just a second, Rashi says, just a second, oh, you see, Rashi says, yeah, I didn't read one Rashi, in Hittis, David Tzchoyres, Sumches Lesle Hilchasa Dechatzi Nezek Tzchoyres, Elu Nezek Sholem. See, Rashi is against what the Maritz Chaya says. Rashi, what does Rashi says? Sumchus holds less la hilchas of the chasnezik. He does not have. No, maybe I shouldn't say it's against him. Let's see. Rashi says Sumchus does not hold that the halacha was the chasnezik tzoyres el nezek sholem. He had the halacha Moshe v'Sinai was nezek sholem. Oh, say the way Rashi learns, then I don't think that the Maritz Chayis teretz fits in. Because Rashi says that kufa is part of the machlekes. The Rabbanon hold the halachal Moshe Mesinai was right the way he paid chatzin nezek, and sumchus held no, the halachal Moshe Mesinai makes you pay a nezek sholem. See, according to the way Rashi learns, the machlekes is in the halachal Moshe Mesinai. The way the Maritz Chayis learns it, that should not be the machlokes, because the machlokes, they both agree that what do they agree about halacha l'moshe m'sinai according to Maritz Chayis, that tzchoyros is a mazik, but how much that the halacha l'moshe m'sinai didn't say. So now there's machlokes in svara. The chachamim hold that you pay nezek sholem, and sumchus holds nezek sholem, and the chachamim say chatzin nezek. So that's not like, according to Rashi, they are arguing in the halacha l'moshe m'sinai itself. The Rashi says it clearly, that the halacha, the machlokes sumchus and the Rabbanon is in what was the halacha l'moshe m'sinai. What does the Rambam say? On that there cannot be a machlokes. The halacha l'moshe m'sinai was given one way, not two ways. Anyway, I'll be pashtus. This Rashi goes against the Maritz Chayis, but at least theoretically, we understand the teretz of the Maritz Chayis. What is it, David? Why is it against the Maritz Chayis, the Gemara? Oh, I see. Yeah, you have a point. You're right. Well, I'll be pashtos. You are right. And that's where what. Rashi took it from that Gemara. That's why Rashi says it over there. Allah, that good. All right, you're right. I agree. The plain teshuvah of the Gemara don't fit in well to the Maritz Chayis. So let me tell you another teretz to discussion. That the Brisker, there's a sefer of the Brisker of that you may not have. The Brisker of has a little sefer on Yuma. So in that sefer, the sefer is available. It's, if you want to look it up, it's in the sefer of the Brisker Rav. It's on page 50. I'll tell you by heart. If you want to look it up, what is it, Moshe?
Why can't we just say that there's a machlokes as to what halacha l'moshe m'sinai was?
Well, that's what Rashi says.
Yeah, but why can't you answer the Rambam?
That's the whole point of the Rambam. The Rambam says there cannot be a machlokes in halacha l'moshe m'sinai. And halacha l'moshe m'sinai, there's only one view, no two views. So
there can't be confusion.
That's what the Rambam, but the kash is on the Rambam. That's the whole point of the Rambam. The Rambam says anything that is halacha l'moshe m'sinai there is only one psak. There are no two opinions on that. And so you are right. Rashi says like what you said, and like David points out that it's much from the Gemara like this, that they are arguing about the what is the halacha of Moshe Sinai? Is it chatzin nezek or is it nezek sholem? Not like the Maritz Chayis who assumes the halacha of Moshe Sinai was only that it's a mazik, but how much that not? So both the Rashi and the Pashtos HaGemara seem to go against the Maritz Chayis. Yeah, what is it?
Can we see the Maritz Chayis saying the Rambam says that there can't be a machlokas on whether or not the halacha of Moshe Sinai exists b'chlav? Everyone agrees that...
No, look it up. You'll see that the Rambam simply does not say it. The Rambam's point is, in the halacha, l'moshe, and Sinai, there cannot be any machlokes. It's a straightforward din. There's nothing to discuss. All right, so it's not that... So listening, I'll tell you that the Brisker Rav has an einfall. That's what it's really called. He has... See, he quotes a Gemara in Tmura after Zion. He quotes our Gemara too. He quotes the Kashi of the Maritz Chayis. He doesn't quote the Maritz Chayis, but because the Kashi was asked by Achayim before him. But what he says is as follows. The Gemara in Tmura says that during the period of Avelo Shel Moshe Rabbeinu, after Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, and the Yidden were mourning over the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, 3,000 halachas were forgotten. They forgot that the Moshe Rabbeinu was the leader. It was such a great tragedy to the Yidden that and because they learned at that time by heart. There was nothing. Torah Shel Peh was only written later on by Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. But until then, we learned. So maybe during the tragedy of his death, when the Eden were mourning, it says they mourned for 30 days. So Mela, they forgot 3,000 halachos until Asniel ben Knas came, and he was a tremendous harif, and with his harifus, he reconstructed all the 3,000 halachos, and the Gemara there says there were halacha l'moshe Sinai there also. But he with his harifus, he reconstructed and he came and he said, oh, this thing is Allah HaMashiach Sinai, this thing, it's often in Tmurad after Zayin or Medalev, if you look it up, you'll find such a chazal. So the Brisker Rav basically makes the following point. When does the Rambam say that on Allah HaMashiach Sinai there is no machlokes? If it's a straightforward Allah HaMashiach Sinai, which was never forgotten, And everyone remembers that this halacha of Moshe Sinai. But a halacha of Moshe Sinai that had to be reconstructed through a pilpul, he was a gvaldige mepalpel and a gvaldige charif. So even though what he reconstructed was, that this thing is a halacha of Moshe Sinai. But it was, so it means, it's not that we everyone knows that this halacha of Moshe Sinai. He, with his harifus, came to the conclusion that this is halacha l'moshe Sinai. So on this, the Brisker Rav says, the Rambam doesn't talk about. The Brisker Rav assumes that this din of sumchis, I mean this din of tzvoyrois, is one of those halacha l'moshe Sinai that was reconstructed by Asniel ben Knas. But initially it was forgotten. It was among the 3,000 halachas that were forgotten during the Avelus of Moshe Rabbeinu, except he, with his Gvaldige Koyach HaRifus, was able to reconstruct it and bring it back. But how do we know that this is Allah from his HaRifus? So the Brisker Rav says, on his HaRifus you can argue. Let's say, like any Machloikas, even though he came to the conclusion that this thing is Allah from Moshe Sinai, but at one time it was forgotten, but it was brought back with the pilpul of Asniel ben Knas. So on the pilpul of Asniel ben Knas, you can argue. So it's a very simple teretz. When does the Rambam say that there's no machlokes on halacha l'moshe Sinai? If it's a straightforward halacha l'moshe Sinai without any questions, and it was never forgotten, and it we always knew it, and we know it until today. But something that was at one time forgotten, but some big Tanner who was a Gewaldige Charif was able to bring it back. So even though we believe him that it's Halacha L'moshe Sinai, but since The way he knows that it's true is from a pilpul. So on the pilpul, people can know it's like any machlekes. Like you have in the Gemara machlekes Rav and Abay, or you have a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. So they're arguing whether it's a svara or how to interpret the posik. So on that you can argue. So Mela, those halachas that were reconstructed by Asniel ben Knas, even though some of them were halachal Moshe Sinai, and he assumes that the din of Tzchoyres was also part of it, and that the Rambam does not say that they cannot be a machlekes. That's basically what the Briskra brings. By the way, he brings rayas for this. It's a whole shtickle Torah here, but it's a straightforward Dvar Torah. Anyway, he quotes the Rambam in Perek Mamrim. The Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Mamrim Halacha Gimel writes, "Divrei Kabbalah ein b'machlokes loylam. V'chol davar shetimtzu b'machlokes b'yadua she'ein kabbalah Moshe Rabbeinu." That's the lashon of Rambam. So the Rambam states explicitly, "There's no machlokes, but if you see there's a machlokes, it means it's not the halacha of Moshe Sinai." So maybe that was the kasha. So what to do with our Gemara? So the Briskei Rav comes up with this chiddush, and anyway he has rayas for it. In the Briskei Rav it's on the base of page 50. I think page 50 is easier to remember, right?
It's not like on a specific
story. No, it's not. No, it does go on a specific, on the Yerushalmi and Yuma. It's a, you don't have to know the whole piece. Okay. Because he brings a bunch of rayas, but then he brings a few Yerushalmis here, and it's actually, you're right, it's not really on the Gemara and Yuma. The Gemara and Yuma discusses a certain Indian, and the Briskei Rav brings the Yerushalmis for it, and that Yerushalmi they discuss halacha Moshe Sinai. So anyway, the place to look it up to, if you want, I can leave it for you to if you want. Some of you want to look it over. I didn't see the sefer in the Beis Medrash. It's the sefer is available. It's a small sefer. It has two in Yonim. It has Maseches Yuma and Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. Oh, the only thing is, I need. I cannot leave it for you today. I need this piece. I have to give a shi'a on Kiddush HaChodesh this week, so I have to learn over this piece. So I'll be able to give it to you tomorrow. But the teretz is a very straightforward teretz, so you don't need to make a chilik between. So all the kashas fall away. It's the Maritz Chai makes a chilik in the halacha al Moshe Sinai itself, whether the basic halacha al Moshe Sinai and the details. The Briskei Rav says it avoids all this. The Briskei Rav simply says that there's a halacha al Moshe Sinai which was never forgotten. There was never any doubt about it, and there is a halacha al Moshe Sinai that was forgotten at one time, but it was reconstructed by the Tana Asniel ben Knas, so on that there could be machlekes. Why? Because since he reconstructed it with the key with Harifus, and the Harifus you can argue. All right, anyway, we went over two possible teretz. One teretz is often against Rashi, and also the part like David said, it doesn't fit in well with the Lashon HaGemara. That's correct. So, but the Briskei Rav's pshat is once you accept the only kasha you can ask on the Briskei Rav is how does he know that the halacha of sumchis was one of those that was forgotten during the period of, but on that there's no, you cannot prove this one way or the other. The Briskei Rav assumes that the Rambam meant when it was a pure halacha Moshe Sinai without. Anything being forgotten and having to be reconstructed, so that you can ask it. How do you know that? That's what the Briskei Rav assumes that's what it is. All right. So that, if once you make that assumption, everything is fine. You see, the one that really goes over this very well is the Chavas Yoyer. The Chavas Yoyer, I don't know when he was one of the early Achronim. I don't know exactly when he lived. But he lived, I would say, around 1600 or 1650 at most. The Maritz Chayes lived 1800. So the Maritz Chayes was a very interesting person. He was in Galicia. He was the Rav of which town is it? I forgot it. Some big town in Galicia. He was a big fighter against the Reform. He wrote many svarim. He wrote the Shuvas Maritz Chayes. And also he has one sefer where he argues very with the maskilim, those that began Bible criticism and Gemara criticism, and he shows how they don't know anything and they make so many mistakes. He was a big leader in Galicia at that time. Except the leader of the maskilim, those days the maskilim were very learned. They learned in yeshivas, but they went off the derech after a while, and they got involved into scientific studies and so on. The main leader of the maskilim was the Rosh HaKol of the town where he was rov. So, and they got along very well together. The two of them, what was his name? I forgot all these things already. I used to know all these things. He was like the Mendelssohn of Galicia. What was his name? All right, it's Nishkif, that doesn't matter anyway. He was not Bekoyrus Lamaisa. But he was a Pumayid. The Maskilim in those days were very learned, and many of them, they were traditional at least. But they began making up, they were using scientific knowledge. They made up different ideas, and in the end, they all their children went off the derech completely, and so on. But it wasn't like today's maskilim where they don't know anything. They just know their own philosophies and nothing else. Okay. Anyway, now let's go to another kashya from this gemara that I told you to check the Nachlas David. As the Birka Shmuel quotes this kasha that he heard it from the Nachlas David. The Nachlas David, quoted by the Birka Shmuel, asks the following kasha. Just a second. Just a second. Just a second. What was the kasha? Oh, the Gemara over here says that there was a machlokes with the koicha is kegufadami, you koicha laf. The maskana is that koicha is kegufadami. Like Rava says, really koicha is kegufadami. Rava bishlam sumchas, and he says, and finally, hodar amarava loilam kegufadami. The chasna is what it's halach. But initially, what did Rava hold? That it's a shaila the Gemara whether koicha is kegufadami or not. So the Nachlas David asked, that's the kasha that the Birka Shmuel quotes, asked, in Kol HaTorah Kulo, koicha is kegufadami. Let's say by Ritzicha. It makes no chilek whether a Ritzayach kills physically with his own two hands or with his koyach. Now let's say, that's a perfect case. He throws a stone at someone and kills him. That's koichoi. Koichoi is kegufadami. He's a retzeich, he's chayi prisa. So why all of a sudden here is there a tzad that there's a machlekes? That was the kasha that the Nachlas David told the Birka Shmuel. The Nachlas David was a Litvisher. The Nachlas David was a Talmud of Rab Chaim Volozhiner. We already had a few Nachlas Davids this year. And he doesn't quote the Teretz of the Nachlas David, or maybe he doesn't have a Teretz. So the Birka Shmuel quotes a Teretz based on what Rab Chaim says. Again, this is only found in the Birka Shmuel. It's not in the Sefer of Rab Chaim. But it's a very good klal. Rab Chaim apparently said, and the Birka Shmuel learned by Rab Chaim, so he says he heard this from Rab Chaim. Rab Chaim said that the din, the koichoi kegufadami, that our Gemara speaks of in Hilchos Mazik, if not that as a halacha l'moishe m'sinai, we would not know that koichoi is a mazik altogether. Because the mazik of Shor, we are discussing Shor over here, right? The mazik of Shor is only through Keren, Shein, the Regel. That's what's given in the Gemara. A Shor has three types of mazik: Keren, Shein, and Regel. Koichoi, you see, does not belong, it's not Shein, it's not an outright Regel. And it's not Keren, right? Except the Gemara over here learns out from Alochel Meshvasina that no, Koyche Rav says Koyche Kagufoy Dami is a mazik. So Rab Chaim claimed that Koyche Kagufoy is a type of mazik by itself. It's because really the real mazik of Shor is Keren, Shein, the Regel. Anything else is a different category. I don't know l'may nafkimina this klal of Rab Chaim is applied. The Birkas Shmuel doesn't say, but the Birkas Shmuel says that based on this.
Doesn't he go to the Rambam that there's no shina by?
Oh yeah, you're right. I forgot this. You're right. Let's leave this alone. Anyway, the Rab Chaim did not apply it to this Gemara. Rab Chaim made this klal that. In the mazik of Shor in Atayr is only Keren Shein the Regel, but Koychoy Kegufoy. By mazik, so in Kol Atayr Kulo there's no doubt Koychoy is Kegufoy Dami. But this machlokes here that we are learning according to Rab Chaim, the Birkas Shmuel says, is a special machlokes in mazik. Because in mazik, one mandama held that there's no such. It doesn't belong to the mazik of Shor, because in Shor there's only Keren Shein the Regel. Koychoy Kegufoy is not mentioned. So I will learn out from Aloch and Moshe Sinai that you are Chayif. So it's a new type of mazik. So Mele the Birkas Shmuel says very good. If that's the case, it answers the Nachlas David's Kasha. Ein Chinami Koychoy Kegufoy Dami in Kol HaTorah Kulo. But by mazik is an exception to the rule. By mazik we know Shor. Shor only has three possibilities: Keren, Shein, and Regel. Koychoy Kegufoy Dami is not discussed. So, and this does not like us in the Gemara. And Rava finally paskids that Koychoy is Kegufoy Dami and Yuchayv. But even if Koychoy is Kegufoy Dami, it's a unique mazik. It does not belong really to Keren, Shein, and Regel. The Halacha Moshe Sinai says. It's that we put it together with Regel, but really it's a mazik unto itself. So it's a very simple teretz based on the klal of Rab Chaim Brisker. Right? Is the teretz clear to you or not? If it's not, I'll say it over just for my own chazorah. The teretz the Birkas Shmuel quotes a Rab Chaim not directly in our Gemara. Rab Chaim, some other din said that Koychoy Kegufoy Dami min HaTorah should not be a mazik. It should be potur because it doesn't fit into Keren Shein VeRegel. Just a second. So the fact that we know that Yuchayev, that itself is Alochel Moshe Mesinai, but it's a category by itself, and on that category by itself, the Birkas Shmuel adds that as the machlokes is Koychoy Kegufoy Dami by a new type of mazik, or maybe not. The mazik is only gufoy, but koychoy not. And Rav Paskins koychoy is kegufoy dami. That's in a nutshell the whole Rab Chaim that the Birkas Shmuel quotes. So it answers the kashya of the Nachlas David, because there's no doubt that koychoy is kegufoy dami. Now who remembers we had koychoy gufoy dami? They had the same kashya in Perek Aleph. Who remembers? Yes, Abaya?
I don't know, but I want to...
Well, if you don't know, that's what I'm asking. Who remembers?
I'm asking...
Okay, what are you asking? Go ahead.
This seems to go against the Gemara, because the Gemara says because of the halakha Moshe Mesinai.
All right, good. But
so that's against what we just said. No,
it's not against. That's. But he. So Rab Chaim, according to the what the Birkas Shmuel quotes, Rab Chaim will tell you this discussion can only apply to mazik. It does not apply to kolaterikula. In kolaterikula, there's no doubt that koicho is kegufa. There's no discussion on it even. But over here, since we are discussing mazik, in mazik, tzchoyros you see belongs on the regel, like you had in the Gemara and Avgimol Amid base. Regel, the regular case of regel is where the behemoth does damage with its feet. Or a told of regel, but it has to come from the regel. If the behemoth kicks a pebble and the pebble breaks someone's window, that's koichoi. So koichoi should be potu. Except we learn how to halach you chayiv anyway. But so he says that's a category unto itself. But objectively, koichoi kegufa should not have been a mazik and should be potu. That is what the Birkas Shmuel quotes from Rab Chaim. But Rab Chaim did not say it on this Gemara. He said it on, like Daniel tells me about a certain Rambam. So I almost forgot that Rambam. So you'll take a look yourself. The Birkas Shmuel he doesn't quote it in full. He just gives you a reference. All right. So I don't remember the exact case on what Rab Chaim was going on. So the Birkas Shmuel simply makes an application. Yeah, what is it, Yankov?
Why is it making it its own category now? It's still a case of kokokugudami.
No, so he says, well, yeah, that you're right about it. But you see, initially there was a machlokes about it. Rabbi at the end says, koicho is hipaski, he's machia. So the Birka Shmuel says that koicho kugudami is a mazik, that's a chiddush. If not for halacha and Moshe Sinai, we would think you're potu. Like we learned before, many things, unless you have a pasuk, without psukim, we don't go with our svaras.
So because it's a chiddush, we can't include this case of like the rest of the
So here, that's basically what the Birka Shmuel says. So this is only a mach. So because even when you chayiv, it's not really shein, not regular, not keren. But it's a new type of mazik. So you really have to know the makor of Rab Chaim. He doesn't quote what, but based on this assumption, so the Birka Shmuel gives the steretz. You can anyway. It's in the Birka Shmuel. It's in Simon. You test the second piece. It's a very easy Birka Shmuel to understand. Okay, now regarding this, I want to show you. I forgot to tell you before. There is a machlekes Rashi and Tosafos about tzchoyros. If you look in the Tosafos Noyver be'ashpo, where the pig is picking up things from the garbage. You know Chazerim, they go to the garbage, they eat garbage. So Rashi says on Noyver be'ashpo. Look in the Rashi Noyver be'ashpo. Rashi told you what's the chiddush. The chiddush is. Looking at Rashi again. Where is that Rashi I read you before? Tzchoyros Noiver Bechotmoy Tzchoyros Ki Uchakloima Afagav Duchay Lahata Tzchoyros Bishan Lachnezek Vechein Chazir Noiver Umat Tzchoyros Bechotmoy Havinami Ki Tzchoyros Der Regel. See, Rashi says often, what kind of Tzchoyros is it when the Chazir is picking up food from the garbage, and then somehow the garbage does damage. So Rashi says often, what kind of tzchoyros is it? A tzchoyros of regel. And the chiddush is, even though he does not do it with the foot, he does it with his nose. That's what the Rashi says. Afal pekein, it's like regel. Why? Why is it regel? Because as it was picking the garbage, something flew away and did damage. That's the case. But look in Tosafos, Noiver be'ashpo. Tosafos says it's based on the pasuk Yechar Semenu Chazir Meyaran Tehilim, Metargaminon Yavirine. So the word Noiver comes from Yavirine. Anyway, it means he's picking at it. Like it says often Yechar Semenu Chazir Meyar. The Chazerim, they pick the garbage. So look what Taisva says. We are all got tanot schoyres the regel. Ashmiin on schoyres the shein. The lahanosa korbit. Also listen carefully. See, there's a machlokes Rashi and Taisva. Rash Taisva says often that neiver be'ashpo is not a tolda of regel. It's a tolda of shein, because since it's lahanosa korbit, because the chazir is doing it for his hano. So mele it's a lahanosa korbit, and therefore it's a tschoyros de shein. But Rashi says often it's tschoyros de regel. Also let me explain. So the reason why Rashi does not learn like Taisav is very poshut. Rashi holds there's no such thing as tschoyros of shein. Tschoyros by definition means regel. Like Rashi, like we had in the Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Beis. I'll soon go over with you the Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Beis. And there's no such thing as tschoyros of shein. That's certainly the pshat in Rashi. Rashi does not. Rashi always says in the Gemara also is much more like this. Tzchoyros is regel. Tosavos, you see, was bothered by the kasha. After all, if it's a tolda of regel, so there's no regel over here. The behemah, the chazir is using his nose or whatever part of his body he's using to swallow the garbage. And as he was doing this, one piece of garbage flew away and it did damage. So Tosfos held, you cannot make this into regel. But what is it? It's shein. Why? Because what is the behemoth? What is the chazer doing at that time? He's eating. That means he has hano. So later Tosfos says it's choyres of shein. So that's why Tosfos did not learn like Rashi. But Rashi will say to Tosfos, there's no such thing as a tzchoyros of shein. Tzchoyros by definition is regel, not shein. And I, Tosfos says, but you see, it's yesh hano lezekoy. So really, if you think about it, it's not really so. You see, what's happening over here? The chazir is picking at the garbage. So it has hano from what it eats. Here, what did the damage? Not what the chazir ate. It's while he was picking at the garbage, a piece of garbage flew away and did damage. Right? So that the piece of food that did the damage, the chazir has no hano from. That's what Rashi will say to Tosfos, why that it's not hano lezekoy. So therefore, the only tarot you have to give is it's regel. But you realize what I'm saying. What Tosfos says is not pasha. Tosfos says yesh hano lezekoy. The yesh hano lezekoy would be true if that which the chazir was eating did the damage. But here the case is that the chazir is not he didn't learn etiquette and he doesn't know how to eat like a mensch. So the mele, as he's eating, things fly all over the place. So mele, one piece of garbage did the damage. And that piece of garbage that he didn't have enough from. So you have to say for Tosfos, they have to give a teretz for Tosfos. Tosfos Mustama has to, I'm just guessing, but I don't think there's any other way out. Tosfos will say, yesh hano lezekoy means, what ma'aseh was the chazir involved in? He was involved in the ma'aseh of hano. He was involved in eating something. But the Rashi will say, but that's not the tzchoyros. The tzchoyros was the piece that flew away and did the damage. That the chazir did. Rashi will say that hano lezekoy means that from which the animal has hano from, the food itself that he ate, but not the whole ma'aseh. The Tosfos has to say that since the ma'aseh that he was doing was a ma'aseh of hano, so already it's called shame. All right, but and most important is, remember this, we have machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Is there such a thing as tzchoyros of shein or not? In the case of Neibu Bashbo, there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns it's a tzchoyros of regel, and Tosfos learns it's tzchoyros of shein. Okay, yes, Yankov, what happened to you? What did you eat for this morning for breakfast?
Coffee.
You didn't what? Eat? Just drink coffee, that's all you had?
No,
you didn't
have
that? Okay, good. Baruch Hashem. I want you to eat well, because if you don't eat in the morning, you cannot learn. You know, who knows the Imam of Bekama about this? That if you don't eat breakfast, you cannot learn well. You should almost have to Gemara. It's a good Gemara to know. You know, David? It's in Mahuba.
Oh,
Well, which Gemara are you referring to? But the Gemara says they used to eat meat in the morning. Unzu. The Gemara says, I'll show you exactly where this is. I think it's in Merubu. Not maybe you are right. Maybe this is not Hevel. I'll find it in a second. The Gemara tells you that when they asked him a question, he said, Lo yechal ne umtza, I didn't eat my breakfast yet, and I cannot give you a teretz. Let me find it for you. You know, I'll have to look for it. Maybe you're right. Maybe this is not chayvul. What? Tzadik beis, summit beis. Okay, so you found it. All right, that's right. I remembered this, so I didn't remember correctly. But at least I remembered it's in that area. All right, not so bad. Where is this? Where? Tzadik beis, summit beis, you said? On top. Tzadik beis, summit beis, on top. Let me see. Where is it? Wait, how many lines on the top? Oh, 10. Oh, let me see. Oh, yeah, I see. Just a second. Somehow I remember Named Aleph on top. No, you are right. The Gemara speaks about eating breakfast, but not. That's not. I remember he said, Lo yochal no umtza. I didn't eat my meat this morning, and I cannot. I think the Gemara I have in mind isn't Merubah. But I'll find it for you. Anyway, it's not important. The Gemara does say in many places that the most important meal is breakfast, and so you have to eat a good breakfast. I don't know. Do they give you good breakfast here or not? Lunches they give here are very good. They give you plenty of food. Yeah, what is it, Yanko?
So, I wanted to ask...
You want me to tell you a recipe? Okay, go ahead.
Couldn't you still find a case of where the chazir is getting hana, and it's still causing damage with what...
Yeah, maybe you could... Like, I'll tell you, I could be, but in the case of tshoyva, it's l'chayra, it's not. Unless it means... Unless the case would be... It was eating it and spit it out and it
flew away. How Rashi answer such a case, though?
But anyway, what I said is enough. You don't, even if I don't, you don't. I see what you are driving at. Let's leave this. You should know the basic machlokes Rashi and Tosafos. Whether there is. Oh, so you see, if you look in, go back to the Gimel Amud Beis. So Agafucha, I'll tell you another thing that you should know about Tosafos. Just we'll have. Oh boy, it's getting late. And the Gimel Amud Beis. When the Gemara asks, which are told the saying, Lav Kayyotze Behen? And Daf Gimel Amud Beis, a little bit after the middle. B'chi Kamer HaPapa told the Regel. Regel Ho Hakim Lo told the Regel. B'chatsi Nezek Tzchoy Beis. The Hilchus Ho Gemira Lo. V'amai Kor Lo told the Regel. L'shalem Min Ho Aliyah. Then the Gemara says, It told the regal also the potcha b'shusar abim. For turid, it makes enough meaning for these two halachas that you pay mi'aliyah, not from the subin, and also it's potur in reshusar abim like regal. This is often the Gemara. So look in Rashi there, b'chatzin nezek tzchoy reis. You have the Rashi there, b'chatzin nezek tzchoy reis. It's mamish in the middle of the omit. The behemoth was walking, and it made a pebble fly with its foot. And that pebble it broke something. The kaimon on the hilchasa gemir l'moisha mesinai the memoinahu v'loy knas. So see what Rashi adds. Rashi apparently had this in the nusach haGemara. That the Gemara doesn't just say hilchasa. By us it just says hilchasa gemir l'loy, but it does not say it's memoinah. Not a knas. Rashi and also the Mukhe Yosef and the Shita Mekber, they all have the nusach. Tzchoy Rois is Hilcha Halacha L'Moshe Sinai that it's Memoinahu V'loi Knas. Now there was a half a minute to say that Tzchoy Rois is a knas, not a momentous. So stamos you know this. Then what does Rashi explain? V'yafal gav de pal gedniske shel negicha havi knas. By Negicha, Chatzin Nezek, you only find as a Knas. Even on the Kamon High Palgidiska Memoinahu. The Hilka, but Tzchoyvas Rashi is not, that's Memoinah. The Hilka Lav told, therefore Rashi says Lav told the Kerenu. It's not a told of Keren, Elo the Regel. The Mekoya Regel who the Osu. It comes from the foot. Well, Keregel I have, but it's not Namish Keregel. The Regel Meshalim Nezek Sholem, Vehainu the Rapapa. So anyway, so Rashi here is very clear. Rashi goes, I just emphasize this Rashi, so you'll understand the Rashi Bayas. See, Rashi Bayas gives a definition. Tzchoyrois and Regel go together, nothing else. You pay Chatzi Nezek, that's Halach al Moshe Vesina, and Rashi even says, it's not the Knas, it's Memoina. So even though Chatzi Nezek by Keren is a Knas, but this is not Keren, this is basically a Regel, and it's Halach al Moshe Vesina is that you pay Chatzi Nezek. Voilà. So this Rash is also very important to know. Yes, who raised the sand? Yanka, what happened to you today? I think you should stop eating those that coffee. It's not it makes you talk.
Since when is regular defined by whether it was done with the foot or not? Rashi just said it's gross because it's done with the foot. Since when is that a definition of regal?
All right. So what do you? What's your question? I
thought I heard that Rashi defines gross that gross is regal. Why? Because it's done with the foot.
All right, correct.
But since one is had a definition of regal,
Rashi
says... Oh, you mean by Chaitem, or by our Rashi, you mean?
No, by Gimel.
No.
You are asking, I understand what you are asking, but in the case we have, it's not done with the foot, it's done with the Chaitem, right, with the nose.
Or it's just Koach in general.
Right, I thought you also gave a definition elsewhere that it's...
No, so Koach. Rashi will not... I think the Teretz to you, Kashi, is... And Rashi says Mamish is done because it's done... He's asking... Rashi in the Gimel emphasizes that it comes from the regel, so here it doesn't really come with the regel. So Rashi will have to answer, if the behemoth uses its mouth like a foot, it becomes like a foot. All right. What I don't know what to tell you. That's what's muchach from Rashi. But anyway, most important is this. Rashi says that Tzoyrois is connected to regel, and Tosfos knows of a tzoros that is connected to shein. So I really, al pi pashtus Rashi seems to be correct. What Tosfos says is really difficult. And Rashi holds that there is no such thing as a tzoros of shein. Okay, now I went over the two Rashi's that are very important here. Now, I won't start the next, for tomorrow I'll tell you what I want you to prepare. You'll begin the Gemara of Omar Rava, Kol Shebazov Tomei. Now the sugya of Zov, I'm not going to learn it as a sugya, not the plain pshat, but do it quickly. But I want you to start, you'll start the Gemara, what you should stop at is this. You'll do the plain pshat of the Gemara, it's Boy Rava. Until the bottom of the omit. Most important is the last two Tosafos, Bosam Yikara, and the most important Tosafos is the last Tosafos, Zorak Kli Meroish Hagag. So for tomorrow, I'll tell you what, besides the Gemara and the Rashi, what I want you to look over is this. In the Sefer of the Brisker Rav, the last piece in Hilchos Gzeila V'Aveda, the Brisker Rav quotes Rav Chaim's Akasha on the Sol Gemara, that you'll be learning about Zohar Kli Meroish Hagag. You'll see. He quotes Akasha of Rav Chaim, and he gives you his own, he doesn't give you the Teretz of Rav Chaim, he gives you his own Teretz. You can find the Teretz of Rav Chaim in the Mipi Hashmur. If you take the Rav Chaim, Pi Hashmur, and Baba Kama, you have it, you know, that's a big... There's a big sefer, Rav Chaim Pi Hashmur, so it goes on many mesechtes. So there the kasha is quoted, also Rav Chaim gave a teretz. But the Brisker Rav gives his own teretz. It's a small piece, it's not a big piece. The kasha is a straightforward kasha, it's a very strong kasha. And many achreinim discussed the kasha since Rav Chaim. And you'll see already. So I want you to go over for tomorrow the Gemara, the Brisker Rav again, the last piece of the Brisker Rav on Gzeila V'Aveda. You'll see it begins Baba Kamad Af Yud Zayin Amid Beis, and he quotes the whole Gemara. And then, I'll have time for tomorrow. On this Taisavas of Zorak, there's a Ktsois. I don't think I'll come to the Ktsois tomorrow, but at least I'll tell you right away now that you should know that the Ktsois in Simeon Shin Tzadik. Shin Tzadik, that's 390, all right? I mean, I want to make sure you... Shin Tzadik is Shatz. Shatz is usually Shliach Tzibu. But anyway, there's a famous, the first Ktsois. It's a beautiful Ktsois, a very Lomdish Ktsois, which I'll definitely do in class. So I don't know if I'll be, if you finish with the Rav Chaim and the Briskerov and the Gemara, and you know the plain shot of the two Ktsois, so take the Ktsois and start learning the Ktsois. But most likely I won't be able to start it tomorrow, because until I go over the Gemara and this, it'll take time. All right.